WMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have a special guest. Boy, we've been having some great shows lately. Today should be also an incredible show. We have Alicia Howes, or Alicia Isaacs Howes, whose website is yoursoulstory.com. And I'm very excited to have you on because I'm looking forward to hearing what we're going to be able to share together today. One of the very interesting facts that I just discovered is Alicia was on a show on Oprah and connected with Laura Day. And Laura Day is kind of somebody that I actually credit with helping me develop my intuition, just because my intuition was relatively new, more on the empath and clairsentient and claircognizant scale. And at that time, when I was trying to discover what kind of intuitive abilities I had, really the only ones that you really heard about were clairvoyant and clairaudience. So Laura Day was actually very instrumental in assisting me to understand how my intuition works. So that's really cool. Anyway, welcome, Alicia.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so you have a very interesting story. You were in the corporate field for a long time. You have a lovely accent.
Thank you. I've worked in it a long time.
Oh, I'm sure you did. So obviously you've been from London, England, and now you're in the States. And sounds like you had a bit of a health crisis 14 years ago that sort of allowed you to move into who you are and what your magnificent gifts are. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's I moved here to the States as part of a large management consulting company, and I was living, I'd grown up intuitive but didn't know it and felt very uncomfortable, but tried to fit in and do the right thing. So I grew up being a very good girl. I'm the eldest of five. And I got a proper job in a consulting company, and I loved the people, and I loved training, and I loved kind of redesigning processes for improvement. But I was really miserable because I wasn't really being who I am, and I knew there was something more for me, but I didn't know what it was. And I'd learned to suppress my intuition. I kind of saw it as more of a curse than a blessing. You know, I saw it as feeling awkward and not fitting in and not knowing what to do with the information. So when I came to Chicago in 1995, there were two medical things that happened. I'd grown up very healthy, I'd had one broken bone, that was it, my whole life. And suddenly I started having a lot of physical imbalances. And so at one point I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. It was a misdiagnosis, but I was having an autoimmune reaction that was pretty severe in my body, and had to go on steroids for the first time in my life. And that was as a result of having antibiotics the first time in my life, and I had a reaction to the antibiotic. So I had that, and I had to then deal with steroids and all of the things that, you know, it helped me with the pain, but there were some side effects that I then had to deal with. And then I was then diagnosed with another disease that they said there's no cure for. It will just get worse. It's not life-threatening, but it's very painful. You're just going to have to deal with it. And it was that diagnosis I wasn't really happy with, so I'm like, this isn't going to be the rest of my life, that led me to look at other ways of healing outside of what I'd grown up with in the traditional, you know, Western medicine realm. And that's when my wonderful hairdresser referred me to a healer, and I tried healing, and it just opened up a whole new world, and I finally felt like I had somewhere where I belonged, and I just couldn't stop studying, exploring, learning. It was amazing. And that, so yeah, my physical condition led to an amazing life.
It's interesting how that happens. And I know that there are a lot of people out there that, you know, can relate to your story, not maybe specifically in the same details, but we, mm-hmm. you know, we all have our own story. And that is kind of, I guess, what allowed you to come up with what you do, which is your soul story. So tell us about that. How did that, mm-hmm. how you kind of do what you do and what that means?
Wow. Well, I first started to study energy, working with energy in 98, and I didn't have my first soul story reading until 2000. So I'd had about 18 months of kind of exploring and working with cellular management, you know, cellular release management and things like that. I first heard the term Akashic Record, and it zinged through me. And so I say soul story records, it's exactly the same as the Akashic Records. And when I heard that term, it really zinged through me. I knew I had to have a reading. And my very first reading in July of 2000 literally changed my life. So what happened in that reading, in that 1 hour, I received healing from a miscarriage that I'd had the year before. So all the pain, all the, you know, the grief and, you know, layers of guilt that I somehow got connected with that experience were released. And I had a much bigger perspective and sense of peace as to why that occurred and how it actually did line up with what I was here to do. And I also had the complete knowing that I wanted to share that gift with others. I wanted to offer others that same openness and expansion and peace. When you come to release all the pain and the grief and the upset or any resistance to how energy moves through our lives, So 6 months later, I was learning how to study or how to open up the Akashic Records for myself. And within 3 months, I'd learned how to do it for others. And that was it. That's how my practice slowly grew. And I started to step into being an intuitive coach and teacher.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's kind of exciting work. I've known several Akashic Records readers. I love that you call it your soul story, just because it has a much, I guess it comes from a different place in at least in our understanding of what mm-hmm. it is that we're talking about. So it's a lovely way to put it because it, mm. you know, everybody has heard of soul. A lot of people have not heard of Akashic Records.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a nice, nicer way to sort of put it. Now everybody has their own way of doing it. What is your unique intuitive ability in connecting in with our soul stories?
This is something that I really would love to show your listeners, that everyone has a soul story and everyone can access it. So it's not just for those who are intuitive or those who are gifted, and many of us do it unconsciously in times of great inspiration or when we really need to get an answer. Sometimes it will pop in from that place. The way that I do it is with a prayer, and so I create sacred space. And as I'm saying the prayer, I start to receive impressions of the person who I'm connecting with. I do need the person's permission. I can't do random readings without the person's very specific permission to go into their records, because these are our own personal records, and nobody gets to just go in there and dip in them and explore. You know, it's something that we get to open up at will, or to allow others to explore at our own, you know, with our own free will. And we go exploring. We look at all kinds of physical, emotional, or mental pain, resistance, or recurring patterns, and we can go to the origin point. So whether it's this lifetime or another, whether it's a conscious memory or subconscious or societal imprint, or, you know, maybe it's something that came through our spiritual DNA, not necessarily even through our cellular memory. So there's all kinds of ways to shift energy with energy once we're in that space. So
nice.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, it sounds very exciting. I know that you you're definitely open to assisting people, not so much in the predictive aspect, but definitely in the area that, I guess, whatever you pick up.
Yes, yes.
So we can do readings. If you're interested, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Well, I would love to hear what they have to say. I'm kind of coming up to a solar return tomorrow, so I am curious if there's anything they'd like to tell me about myself, of things that I need to look for and work on.
Are you asking me to go into your soul story records, or to?
I would love that.
A general impression.
Whichever.
Okay, so I have your permission. So, is there an intention? Like, is there a specific area in your life that you are willing to look at in a group setting like this?
You know, any area. I'm always.
You're wide open.
I'm totally open.
Okay, so let me just take a moment to connect into your Akashic records, filling, surrounding, blessing, and creating sacred space in, through, and around us, so that only that which is in alignment with the highest good of all concerned takes place here and now. Just a second. I get information in many different ways. And so sometimes it just takes, you know, I can feel energy coming in visually. I feel it. Sometimes I hear it. And so sometimes I just need to figure out which strand makes the most sense to start with. So let me just tune in to your specific energy. So what I'm going to ask you guys right now is to share with you whatever it is that you most need to know at this time that will serve you with your greatest happiness, joy, and well-being. Whether showing me a picture of you writing, and I'm seeing a book, but you're putting it to the side. So you start to write, and then you put it down, you close the book, and you put it to the side. So I'm just going to ask if this is symbolic or if this is an actual book, because sometimes I can see images, but I don't always know how to interpret them with specific. I see this as being a physical book, but there is a metaphor to it as well, that there's a new chapter that you are creating in your life. So that's the analogy of the book. But there's also a physical book. And what I'm seeing is that you start to write, or you'll get a really great insight or an idea, and you start to write. I'm seeing it very specifically on the left side of your desk. I don't know why. But I see you push it to the
left-handed
side. You write, and then the doubts come up, like, well, oh, I see. I hear you saying, well, other people have said that. You know, that's been said before. That's not original. I'm not adding any value. And there's a sense of you wanting to share and connect with more through the written word, and then questioning, and a lot of self-doubt and judgment comes up, where you're not quite good enough, or you don't quite know enough, or you don't have a way with words that would really make this, you know, brilliant and stand out. And it's all illusion, because what I'm getting, is this resonating before I go any further?
It is. It there's pieces of it I wrote a book, and then I had it edited, and then it got completely shifted, and then I didn't really connect with the book that had been edited. And so since then I've tried to start a new one. It's just been, it's been a bit of a journey.
Yes. Yeah. And there's all kinds of things, like whenever anybody listening to the call, and we might not all be listening and thinking, I want to write a book, but everybody here has something to share. And when you share, you have to be more visible or seen or heard. So, it doesn't necessarily have to be on a world stage like Oprah, or even on the radio like you and I are doing. But, you know, in order to share our gifts, we normally have to come out of our shells and not stay small and hidden and suppress our light. And so what you are encountering is not atypical, and you probably see this in a lot of your clients, right, where they're holding back. They know there's something they're meant to do, but they push it back and talk themselves out of it, and you know, well, this is why I can't, and this is what happened last time, so why would this time be any different? But the truth is that you are not the same person who wrote that first book, and the experiences you had in that first, with the first book, have served you very well. And you might want to look at, and I think you might have already done this already, but you might want to look at how has that first experience with writing a book served you. You know, there are lessons, there are blessings, there's wisdom, experience that you gained. And then how is your connection to that first experience not serving you? You know, are you using it as a reason not to step forward and share your message and shine your light? And so there's a way right now that that experience, that your connection to the experience is no longer serving you and limiting your options, limiting your ability to express your truth and share the message. And this is the kicker. Share the message that only you can share because only you have had the experiences you've had. Only you embody this particular frequency of your soul on this planet. And there are certain beings who are waiting just for you and the way that you share the message. And yes, the truth is the truth, you know, in the way there are only, you know, there are limitless ways to express the same truth. And so, you know, even if you're censoring yourself, saying, well, somebody else has said that, that's not any different. Nobody else is going to say it the same way that you do, with the energy that you convey, with the examples that you can share. And there are certain beings, there are many of the 7 billion plus souls on this planet right now, at least 1% are waiting to hear it from you and the way that you share it, the way that you deliver it, because they're going to connect with you because of your journey, the experiences that you've had that resonate for them. Right. So you and I could read the same story or the same lecture, and half the people, or, you know, a certain percentage would just, you know, love, you know, what you've said and the way you shared it, and another percentage would say, oh no, Alicia did it much better. And it's really what they're doing is they're connecting to the frequency of our energies and what resonates for them. And it's not really about whether it's original or whether it's been said before. A lot of the time it's the energy that's coming behind the words.
Okay, we need to go for our first break. Thank you, Alicia, that was lovely. We may continue a little bit when we come back, or we may take some callers, and we have also some more information that we'll talk about. You are listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Alicia Isaac House with us today, Isaac's House, and her website is Your Soul Story. If you want to find out a little bit about what's going on with you, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Zion, holy Mount Zion. in Mount Zion. It rules all creation. Yeah, we're jamming. Fuck you, our war. We're jamming. See, I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming. So jam by my side. We're jamming,
jamming, jamming, jamming.
I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, 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 we're jamming. Hope you like jamming too. We're jamming, we're jamming,
jamming,
we're jamming, we're jamming,
jamming.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Alicia Isaacs House, and we're talking about her website, which is Your Soul Story, and also how we all have a soul story, and we do get the information, or Alicia does get the information from the Akashic Records, and I think it's a fabulous tool because it's usually one that's very, it's connected to your soul. So it's a lovely way to find out where it is that your soul is wanting you to move into. If you want to give us a call, if you have some questions and you'd like to see, we're not really doing predictive readings, but we certainly will connect in, Alicia will connect in with your soul. If you want to and give her permission, you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Okay, so while we're waiting, it looks like probably we do have a call, but why don't you give some examples of how this kind of works best for people?
Well, it's very expansive energy because it's our soul energy, and our soul is infinite. So a lot of people who work in the records tend to look at, they might want to come for reading to figure out who were they in another lifetime, or how were they connected to this person, or why they're really drawn to a certain geographic location or period in time. And that's all fun and kind of, you know, satisfies our curiosity. But what I really love to do is work with people on how can they explore the way that they've used their energy through all time, spaces, and dimensions, through their thoughts, their words, their actions, to create their happiest, healthiest, most joyful life here and now. So I look at how can we use the energy of your soul to clear subconscious or unconscious blocks, phobias, resistances, or anything that might be manifesting in the physical, mental, or emotional bodies. So one of my favorite ways of working with people is with phobias. I've worked with one lady, such a sweetheart, couldn't even say the word spider because it just the word would terrorize her. And you're laughing. and the very short version of the story is that in another lifetime, she had been a young girl whose father was very controlling, and when things didn't go his way, he would want to vent his anger, his upset on her. So he'd come home and wait for her to make a mistake, spill something, drop something, so he could punish her. And his method of punishment was to send her to the outside lavatory, which was cold and dark and, drafty. But he would leave her in there locked up for hours or even overnight. And the spiders lived in the outdoor loo. So she, when she was in these periods of isolation, punishment, not knowing what she'd done wrong, so in some way interpreting that there was something wrong with her, you know, because she was always being punished by her father in this way. So a sense of unworthiness and blame and guilt built up, all became very associated with the spiders and them crawling over her and being there. So it wasn't necessarily the spiders, but the memory that she'd associated with that time. So when we were able, in the Her Soul Story records, to look at that lifetime, look at the blessings, look at the ways, like where her father in that lifetime was coming from and what she had learned and experienced, she was then energetically able to let it go, because we love to use energy to shift energy. It doesn't have to take years of therapy or a long time to heal. We're infinite beings of energy, and we can shift energy when we're ready. And so this is when I did readings in person. So she came back about 2 or 3 months later, and it was outside. It was a lovely spring day, and I made her a cup of tea. And as I went to give her a cup, she actually said, "Oh, look, there's a money spider on the bottom of your cup." He knocked it away. So I thought it was kind of interesting that a money spider would be on my teacup, but that she could say the word and then gently knock it away. That was the degree to which she was able to shift, with just one session. So that's kind of a fun story to share.
Very great. We do have a caller. Let's take Margaret. Margaret wants to know about a new relationship. So, Margaret, hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of check in because I am kind of going through transition professionally and personally. And I just started recently dating somebody, and I think we're all kind of cautiously optimistic that it will proceed, really well. But sometimes I feel as though I have anxieties that kind of self-sabotage the beginnings of certain things. And I was wondering if maybe you could kind of give me any guidance or direction on how to handle this going forward with this relationship.
Wonderful. So may I ask, do I have permission to go deeper with you and connect through your record?
I'm sorry?
Do I have permission to open up your record so I can connect with you? Yeah. And your first name is Margaret?
Yes.
Is that your... it's important for me to know your legal name, your first legal name. Is that okay to share?
Well, my first—it's Suzanne, but I go by Margaret.
Okay, yeah, it's good. Your legal name is actually the way that I would open up your records. So, thank you for giving me that. Okay, so let me just tune in. And this is definitely this is more around romantic relationships, or do you want to focus? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to ask the keepers of the record keepers to move us into sacred space. And then I'm going to ask them to share whatever will most help you in terms of looking at the pattern that you have in your romantic relationships that you can shift, release, and align with whatever will bring you the greatest joy in a partnership. And in relationships in general, I see that the pattern that you're talking about may not only show up in romantic relationships, and it's more to do with trust. And trust isn't only in our romantic relationships. You can see how, you know, the energy of trust will impact relationships in work, with colleagues, with friends, family members.
Right.
So I'm just going to let you guys get really crystal clear in the short time we have as to what this, where the origin of this lack of trust is. And it's coming down to a lack of trust that... Consciously, you might say, well, I don't trust that person, or you're expecting them to, be unfaithful or lie in some way, excuse me. But it's actually in the deeper level, and I'm feeling a lot in my throat right now, and when I'm feeling this is not me. So I'm feeling there's a lot of areas in your throat where you're really holding back from expressing your... Wow, so the trust is trusting that you deserve what you ask for, trusting that you are worthy of what you say you need or what you would like, worthy of being loved. And I'm really getting a lot of stuff in my throat right now. So I'm getting a sense of even being afraid. Not that I see you as a strong woman. I see you as doing really well. And, you know, in terms of, like, how people might look at you from the outside in, you know, things, you've got some nice things in place and a good job. But what I'm seeing is that inside you feel like it could all just crumble away and it wouldn't last. And there's almost a sense of not wanting to ask what you really, truly, truly, deeply need or desire for fear that you won't get it. So why ask anyway? and the fear that you won't get it anyways, based on a sense that you're not worthy of being loved and supported. Is this resonating?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I know that we don't have time to go into all the origins of this.
Right.
I am seeing many lifetimes where you've had an energy of servitude, and this is not a lifetime for you to be in servitude, but you've had that in other lifetimes to really, really get a sense of what it feels like to be less than another. And there's a difference between service and, you know, enslavement, you know, that you can feel the difference, right? But you've been
right.
This is not your, this is a lifetime where I feel there's a lot of abundance that you're not actually looking at or allowing yourself to receive because you don't feel you're worthy. So I just want to check in with time. Do we have one more minute, Lori?
No, actually, we do have to go for break. So.
Okay, well, so Margaret, you can shift that just with the awareness that you now have.
Okay.
That you are a being of worth. And you're here because you deserve to be here.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Alicia Isaacs-Howes with us, and this is a great show. We're talking about your soul story. So if you have some questions and want to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Who wants to be right as the rain is better when something is wrong? You get excitement in your bones and everything you do's a game. When night comes in your eyes, your own, you can say I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as the rain is harder when you're on top? Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off. We won't be making up. I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Cause when
is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Alicia Isaacs-Howes talking to us. She's talking to us about the work she does, which is her website, Your Soul Story, and she connects in with the Akashic Records to connect in with your soul story. We're getting very busy, Alicia, so it's not just me that loves what you're doing. you mentioned that there is something that we can do to sort of help us create a better connection.
Yes, it's a short energy activation, and my sense I'm picking up that there's something I want to add at the end of the energy activation, which I think will help many of your listeners today.
Nice.
I'll share more in a sec if that's okay. So is that all right if we do a little mini meditation?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. So I would invite anybody who's listening right now, if only listen to this and go into this place if it's safe for you to do so. I don't want you driving and listening to this, so just kind of switch off that part of your brain if you're not able to do this right now. And if you can't, you can always download a version of this from my website. But if you're listening right now, come right now into your heart center, which is the place right in the middle of your chest, just to the right of your physical heart. And if you like, you might even want to touch that part of your body lightly with your fingers, maybe even massage some small circles or tap this part of your body, the middle chakra between earth and the divine. So it's the perfect place to receive spiritual truths and spiritual energies which can help you to create the most magnificent, joyful, and abundant physical life here and now. And if you like, just imagine that you're breathing in and out through your heart center. And then I'm going to share some words and energies that you can breathe in through your heart center and allow them to percolate through your physical body, through every single cell, membrane, tissue, bone, and beyond. I'd like to share with you the truth of who you are. You are a being of energy. Energy moves through every single part of you, every single cell, molecule, tissue, muscle, organ. And without energy, you simply wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be able to hear the sound of these words moving through the bones in your ears and up into your brain to be processed. So that's your proof that you are a being of energy. And energy comes from source. And source is infinite. Just breathe that in. So if you are energy, and energy comes from source, and source is infinite, then you too come from source, and you are also infinite, limitless, endless potential. Just breathe that in, allowing yourself to expand as you release any illusions that have been keeping you small or constricted. And now I'd like to share with you the truth about money. Money is energy. You know, we use it as paper, as metal, and even as electronic digits on computer screens in our bank accounts, etc. But money is energy, and energy comes from source, and source is infinite. And if money comes from source, and source is infinite, and you come from source, and source is infinite, then you and money are one and the same. You are divine energy showing up in the world in different ways with different levels of consciousness but there is no need to separate the level of support you can receive from Source through money anymore. Just let it go. And allow yourself to breathe in all the love, the support, and the abundance that you already deserve, part of your divine birthright, because you chose to be here and explore the physical realm as an infinite being. And money is just another part of the way that you can explore the world. Just breathe that in. And as that's still expanding and integrating, you can come back to this present moment, fully connected and anchored to your body, and returning back to the show with Laurie.
That was wonderful. I almost don't want to break the energy. Let's take our next caller. It's Casey from Mississippi, and he's going through a reflective period. Was wondering if he could get some guidance. So, hi, Casey.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Casey. So, Casey, do you have a specific question that you would like to explore with your...
Like I said, I'm going through a reflective period, and I'm also... I felt a whole lot more intuitive for my own guidance maybe 2 years ago, and I used to receive clairaudient messages occasionally, but now it's just kind of gone downhill, and I'm trying to regain that in this reflective space, and I was wondering if you had any guidance for that.
Oh, fantastic. So is it okay if I go into your records with you?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just tune in, get your permission with the record keepers to create safe, blessed, sacred space around you and me, so only love, light, truth, grace, and joy exists between you and me, and that only the highest good of all concern takes place in the space. Okay, so with regards to your clairaudience and your own intuitive abilities, what I'm seeing as I go into your records is an image of you looking around. It's like a hypervigilant state. I'm seeing you checking behind you, like moving your head very jerkily, like walking down the street, waiting to be jumped on almost, like waiting for something to happen. And this is somehow, I'm just going to ask you guys to get really crystal clear as to how this is connected to your question about, you know, being able to hear or to receive your own intuitive guidance. And there's all kinds of things coming up, actually. Let's see the best way to start. I get a sense of you still have your clairaudient abilities, and you still have actually more intuitive abilities that you are going to open up and explore and really master. That what's happened is it's almost a mental, emotional block that you had to receiving energy or to guidance. Because what is that? What is the cause of this resistance? I know it's a subconscious one. I know that you're not aware of why you're doing it. Let's see where this resistance comes from. Oh, gosh. So I got an impression of you feeling like you're being pushed from behind. So there's a lot of aggressive or pokey energy. So I got a sense of you feeling like if you really opened up to all of your abilities and stepped into using all of your gifts, and it's not that you have to be a psychic on stage, for example, but, you know, intuition is just another way we receive information. But there was something that you had somehow connected, opening up to your intuitive abilities as being pushed into the center stage, being forced to do things for others, and feeling overburdened, overwhelmed, and feeling like it wasn't your path. Like, I don't choose this. I don't want this. And so that somehow subconsciously you connected your clairaudience with not being in charge, of not being able to create the life you wish. And somehow letting go of the clairaudience was your way of staying small, of stepping back, and not moving forwards with your gifts. And again, I'm not saying that you have to be necessarily an intuitive healer or psychic. It's a part of your ability to receive information so you can make choices and navigate your path in the way that's is the most happy and joyful. So what is it that I'm seeing that there's a past life with this as well. So in another lifetime, you were actually a very influential leader, speaker. I'm seeing many many people in front of you, and you literally were kind of on center stage. You were on the podium. You were the center of attention. And there's in that lifetime, you associated that level of influence with some sense of failure. I'm getting a sense of you feeling that you became responsible for thousands of people, and you were never truly responsible for any single soul in that crowd or that congregation or that community. It was a misaligned interpretation of responsibility. And I know that we can't go into all of the levels of this, but the truth that your guides really want you to hear is that if you listen to the energy activation just now, that you are a being of energy, that you are from source, and that you are infinite, then every other single being on this planet is also a being of infinite energy and a part of source. And you are not responsible for anybody else's happiness or well-being except your own. Because everybody came here gifted with free will and free choice. And even if they sometimes seem to be doing things that we might not like or understand, it's still their choice at the highest level. And I know that that's going to kick some things up for people. I'm just tuning into Casey right now, that this misaligned sense of what responsibility is and feeling overly burdened by responsibility for others if you step more into your power and your ability to lead others and influence others, you've got a sense that it will be burdensome and painful and exhausting. And so you've got all these misaligned ideas around what leadership means and what being visible and heard means. So are you willing to let that go?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Just breathe that in and allow some time to integrate. I know we can't get into all of the nitty-gritty, but that's going to help you shift some things, and the clairaudience is still there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
So we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Alicia Isaacs-Howes. If you love the work she's doing, and I know a lot of you are because we've got a lot of callers, unfortunately we're not going to be able to get to all of you, but you can connect with her on her website, yoursoulstory.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we are talking with Alicia Isaacs-Howes, and her website is Your Soul Story. Now, while we were on break, Alicia was mentioning that she, I know that there's a lot of you that are trying to get in and get information from her, but there is some free stuff on your website that you wanted to mention, so let's talk about that.
Yes, if you go to my website on the top right, there's a way to sign up for the mailing list. So you can get some free meditations and tools that way. But you also automatically get a free Soul Story revision kit. It's a template to help you look at a pain point in your money, health, or relationship story. And then once you've done your journaling, then I take you through a guided meditation to help you shift it. So it's a really simple and I'm hearing powerful way to start making some changes to any story where you're feeling a bit uncomfortable right now.
Nice. Perfect. All right. I don't know if we'll be able to, if this is going to be our last call, but I have a feeling it is. It's Michael from Massachusetts. Hi, Michael.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
How
Michael.
Can we help you?
Hi. Yes, I was just wondering if you could tell me what I need to work on at this time in my life and how it maybe relates to my soul story. I've kind of taken some detours in my life, you know, with addictions and so forth. And,
mm-hmm.
and now that I'm doing the right thing and getting into a career, I just was wondering if you had any insights or...
Yes, so I'm already tuning in. So is it okay if I officially get your permission to go into your records?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to go in because I already felt some information coming in. But that will allow me not to be in my head, but in your record. okay, so just a second. What I'm picking up on is your very, very early relationship with your mother, your birth mother. And it's interesting because there are some illusions that you accrued or put into place, and we all do this. When I'm saying you, it's not like you're screwing up. This is what we do when we come here in human form, and we take experiences and we interpret them, and then we live them as our truth. You had an experience as an infant where I'm seeing your mother, and she's a beautiful soul, but I'm seeing there was some disconnection initially, almost like a postnatal depression, even though it might not have been called that then. But I'm seeing that you interpreted your, oh gosh, you come in with this big, beautiful, beautiful, aware soul. You know, when you look at an infant, they're just full of awareness. There's no illusion. They just see you. So I'm seeing you as this beautiful infant looking up at your mother, and she's very distracted. She's not looking at you and seeing you for who you are. And there's a sense of it's not about you. There's something going on in her life at that time that's causing her, it could be purely hormonal, but I'm seeing there's some grief around her. There's a loss of some kind that's either connected near your birth or she's still in the process of grieving. So sometimes it could have been 5 or 7 years beforehand, but, you know, this soul hasn't quite, you know, let go of the grief. So I'm seeing that there's the illusion that you have put into place is that you're not good enough, you're not loved enough. And so you've been trying to fill that gap, that illusion, when it's actually not the truth. And I will just remind you of the energy activation that you received, where you are a being of infinite energy and you come from source and you've chosen as an infinite being to explore this physical realm, to master whatever it is you wish to master, to explore, to expand, and to experience this physical realm. You chose your birth mother, and you chose the time of your birth and the location and the circumstances. And at that soul level, you knew that your mother was experiencing, you know, there's some pain or grief that she's experiencing. And you knew that coming in, that was going to be a part of your experience too. So you were never judged as being less than worthy or not a good enough baby, or not, you know, adorable. I mean, who doesn't, you know, look at a baby and go, oh, you know. So it wasn't about you. It was an experience your mother was going through. And you at the higher level actually chose that. You chose your mother and you chose that initial beginning. And it's all, oh, gosh, I'm so excited now because of that experience and this inner desire you've had since very shortly after your birth to fill a hole, to find a way to feel worthy, to block that gap or that yearning to be loved, and the addictions that you've gone through, it's all perfect to your blueprint because that is what you wanted to do. You're here to help others. You're here to assist others, and you simply couldn't do it if you hadn't known what they're going through too. It's actually a huge, huge blessing, and I congratulate you and celebrate you for all.
Can I ask you something really quick, if you don't mind?
No, we're actually going to be out of time.
You mentioned the mastery part of something. Do you see that something in me that you see that I could master or that I would be good at? I'm kind of in that funny place right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can hear Laurie telling us we're out of time.
I'm sorry.
I'd love to go further.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so you have listened to Alicia Isaac House. You can find out more about her at her website, yoursoulstory.com. It's been a very wonderful show today. I've thoroughly appreciated and loved all that you've offered in the show. I'm sure our listeners also did. Please make sure that you connect with Alicia and try and get some more information. And if you've never had a soul reading, it would be an wonderful opportunity to do so. Thank you so much, Alicia.
Thank you, Laurie, for having me on. I love connecting with all of your listeners, even those I didn't get to speak to. I could feel them.
Perfect. All right. You have been listening to Intuitive Soul. I'm Laurie Houston from intuitivesoul.com, and we have been listening with Alicia Isaacs-House from Your Soul Story on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.